It's World Hijab Day, an occasion to recognize Muslim women who wear headscarves. A Christian college professor recently created a stir when she put on a headscarf to show solidarity with Muslim women. She set off a discussion about what wearing the headscarf really means, at least in America. Here's NPR's Tom Gelton.
For an American Muslim woman, the headscarf, or hijab, is a visible sign of her faith, and whether to wear it is a big decision. Maryam Adamu, born in North Carolina to immigrants from Nigeria, started wearing a headscarf just 3 years ago. Before that, people didn't know she was Muslim until she told them.
Making friends with people who weren't Muslim was a lot easier. I like Trojan horsed my Islam. Like, you're already my friend. I know you like me. So now you know I'm Muslim and you're going to learn about this faith.
Now people see immediately she's a Muslim and have to deal with that from the start. For some women, that's a big burden. Asma Yudin, born in Pakistan, is devout, but she stopped wearing the headscarf when she found it interfering with her career as a lawyer.
I was tired of being a political spokesperson for my faith. I felt that at times I should be able to put that away, and wearing a headscarf in public doesn't give you that luxury. I was tired of trying to prove that Muslim women in headscarves are also empowered. Look at me, I'm working at a white shoe law firm with a headscarf on.
And then there's Asra Nomani, who wrote a provocative op-ed as a Muslim woman, saying non-Muslim women should not wear a headscarf out of solidarity because she thinks it stands for oppression.
The headscarf has become a political symbol for an ideology of Islam that is exported to the world by the theocracies of the governments of Iran and Saudi Arabia.
But Muslim women who wear a headscarf to show pride in their faith may bristle at the idea that it signals their submission to theocracy. Yasmin El-Hadi is a civil rights attorney born in Egypt, raised in Alabama.
I support women who choose to wear it, who choose not to wear it. I love the fact that we are able to have that choice. And I don't believe that anyone should comment on, you know, why women should wear it or shouldn't wear it. I think that if women want to wear it and the way they want to wear it, we should be supportive of them.
Last month, the New York Times hosted an online debate, do non-Muslims help or hurt women by wearing hijabs? Dalia Mogahed, born in Wisconsin to parents from Egypt, didn't even like the question. She does research on the American Muslim community.
Some Muslim women wear hijab, some don't. And it's just not an issue. It's a non-issue. But then you have one person write an engaging article, and suddenly it's a debate that we're supposed to be having, that we are not having.
At least not these American Muslim women. Tom Gelton, NPR News.